here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Here we go, here we go. Here's an inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
You know what? Your time is limited, so don't waste it living somebody else's life.
The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory. Every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection.
Hey, Faith Connection Show would love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
We have on the show today with us John Clifton, who owns J. Clifton Production Company. And John's company has been around for about 38 years all total, and he's worked with some very progressive programs and some great projects over the years. And John, we're glad to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all for inviting me, and I appreciate it.
Well, tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself, John. I know your history is so great. We're going to talk about all of it, but just want you to give us a little clip.
Brief, huh? Yeah. Okay. My life story. I'm from Charlotte. I was born and raised, came from South Mecklenburg, worked here in the corporate market at Duke Power, First Union, and after being in the corporate market, you know, I felt like if I could make these banks a lot of money, I thought I might can make myself a little bit of change, and that sort of kicked off a little spark in my mind, and I started off in the transportation business here, which I had one of the largest transportation service on the East Coast, and I concentrated on moving a lot of artists and celebrities at that time for Pace Production and Al Heyman and Neil Diamond. And so,
is that how you got into the production business?
That's how I got into it.
Oh, yeah. So you were driving them before you were booking them.
That's
huh?
it. That's
okay.
it.
Okay. That sounds great, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I know that you worked with A Good Man's Hard to Find.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was, I think it was one of the longest running shows. And that was David Payton.
That was David Payton. I really miss him a lot. David came to me on a project which a lot of people didn't believe. You know, they didn't believe that it would work. A lot of people went into theater. And prior to meeting David, we had a pretty good, strong relationship. And David's life life, it was like, you know, he had went through a little turmoil and stuff, and he's really looking for somebody to believe in him. And at that point, I think, you know, truly God, it was God sent. And I had the experience of working with a lot of artists and producers that was looking for projects. And I brought this project to the forefront, and a guy named Joe Meacham, J. Lee Freeman, Ricky Walker with Universal Soul Circus. And I was able to sell him on it, and became one of the longest running plays in the history of showbiz.
My goodness. You know, now David had a tragic end, I think an automobile accident.
Yes.
And cut his life very short. But David, evidently, from most people you talk to, that David was quite a brilliant guy. He just needed a push.
Yeah, David was. And I think we worked it well together. I think we enjoyed life. It was an eye-opening to me because we did. Just like I said, it was a long-running play, and also was a big revenue play. And two young guys from the East Coast, I can remember those days of running around over in California, North Hollywood, Sunset, when we had a whole bunch of money and no sense. Now I got a little bit of sense and no money.
Well, you know, I think everybody in hindsight finds themselves in that position. Tell me, with the Universal Soul Circus, I'm going to come back to that because there are a couple other things I want to ask you first. What are some of the new upcoming events that you're working on now? I know you just finished a project. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, it's real funny now, Dr. Miller, working with the Millennials. I really enjoy that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things that comes out of it. To me, it's sort of outreach. Also, it's a calling because, you know, nowadays, you know, a lot of these kids are not groomed into the entertainment business. And at the end of the day, that could be tragic, too. Mm-hmm. It can be good in one way and not good in another way. So I have worked on a Breakaway Fest, which is a large festival that is covering the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Young guys out of Ohio doing an average of about 60,000 per two shows, or sort of on the southwest
60,000 people?
Yes.
That's not a small venue.
It's okay. Not a small venue. And plus, we're transforming those venues into open space, into our own independent venue, which means that you don't have to go to Live Nation, or if we was around here, you wouldn't have to go to PNC, or you wouldn't have to go to Metro. We can transform that. One of my biggest projects is Route 29.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that, John.
Route 29 is right across the street as a landmark. It's the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Okay.
But, you know, it was a blessing for Jerome Little to trust in me to help him produce a independent pavilion. And it hosts the Charlotte Fair. It also hosts all the Latino festivals. It's been home for the Soul Food Festival. And we also, last year, it was the home for Funk Fest. But, of course, you know, it rained at that time. And hopefully they'll come back this year. But that's a whole bunch of independent, large A artists that's going to be coming to Route 29.
Okay. Now, is this a new project, or is you've already done some things with Route 29?
Yes, including the Charlotte Fair. We broke the record as numbers. So we did over 130,000 people back in April.
Goodness. Now, that's a part of Bruton, the Speedway.
Actually, it's at the Speedway, but no, it's actually a different family.
Oh, okay.
Jerome Little, the Little family has been in since, I wouldn't say competition, but that's the land where they actually originally wanted to put NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
You're right. And as you drive down Bruton Smith Drive, when you look over and see the Hendrix, all that land was contained by their family at one time. And I think through the movie production that was here at one time, The Days of Thunder, some of that land got transferred into way other people was able to buy it, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. That's right there near Harrisburg. That's my hometown, man.
That's right.
That's where I was born and raised. Listen, John, the projects that you're working on and some of the individuals you're working with, how did you develop some of these relationships? Because, you know, there are a lot of young guys out there and young ladies who are trying to set up production companies, and I've noticed that you've been able to do a lot of things with a lot of name people that is very difficult to get into projects with them. Tell us a little bit about how you've been able to pull together.
Well, it also goes in that 38 years of learning, you know. Mm-hmm. And loyalty is the key to all this. First, you know, is putting my trust in the God to surround me around good people. And once I learned that, I knew how to build a relationship. And once I knew about the relationship, was to build on it, and doors open up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just like if I tell anybody that's trying to sell or do anything, you try to get to the closest people that are to you, and that's your family and friends. So they should always try to support you. So it's the same thing in the business world. It's the people that you have relationships with that you try to build on, and then you go back and hope that they'll trust in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to trust in you and your loyalty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things are happening. It don't happen in one day, for
yeah.
sure.
Well, that's true. Now, I know you have a lot of connections at the Music Factory here in Charlotte. I've been down with you there. And, of course, also with a young lady that's in charge of the National. Her mother was Barbara Bruton.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two things. The Music Factory overall is Live Nation. The family and the people that run the Music Factory themselves, Ken Thomas, is one great guy that actually leased the land of the Lazaro family. Wilson Howard is the president of the Southeast Division, which makes up the five division of Live Nation. I actually came from under Wilson back in the day. And, I mean, they taught me a lot of things, and it goes back to that loyalty situation. You know, it wasn't always easy. You know, Wilson stuck with me when I was up, went up, and when I went down, you know. Because there was a crisis in my life. I would say after my first marriage, even with a good man, it's hard to find. You got to have that discipline in you. When I didn't have that discipline, mm-hmm. you know, I was a lost soul, you know. And I may have had a lot of the materialistic things, but when your spirit and your soul ain't right, I mean, that was my rock bottom. So, you
my
know,
goodness. Okay.
And I realized the people that was behind me that whole time. And, you know, I thank God for my family, for one thing. Mm-hmm. I thank people for the, you know, like Wilson Howard or, you know, the David Payton or Ricky Walker. But one thing about it, you can't burn bridges that you can't go back across. And always mm-hmm. remember that, you know, even though I was down inside, I wasn't about burning bridges, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic, John. You know, you mentioned something there in your statement, because, you know, that's what Faith Connection, the show, is all about, is connecting people with other people who've been able to succeed. And, of course, there isn't any life that doesn't have some turmoil in it.
That's
and
right.
As you say, you went through a rough piece of life there, which we call it a rough piece of road.
Yes.
But I think if you really stand your ground and have your faith in place, you can overcome anything.
Yes.
And that's
true.
A natural fact. But, John, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back, because I've got a lot of other questions for you. And I know our listening audience is interested in hearing your connection with Universal Soul Circus, because I'm interested in it, man.
Okay.
I think that's a unique concept.
The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. It's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify. Tune in. UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go. Hey, Faith Connection Show would love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com, and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
We're back with John Clifton, the owner of J. Clifton Productions, and we'll talk to John now a little bit about his connection with Universal Soul Circus. I think the gentleman that owns it, Cedric
Walker is what his name is.
Right.
If you really know him, it's Ricky Walker.
Ricky Walker. Okay. Cedric Rickett. Okay. We're good with that. He started this about 25 years ago, didn't he?
Right. It's been 26 years this year.
Okay.
Prior to that, me and Ricky worked together on the Fresh Festival. Back in the day, it was one of the largest Afro-America inner-city festival that was traveling. Cedric was a very interested guy. He was strong in marketing.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget his grassroots marketing was so strong. Mm-hmm. But it worked. It was effective. And through tying in radio and TV, I saw how he used it as a mass campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it was subliminal. So you either see it and heard it so much, you know, and being around him, we learned. We shared ideas.
Right.
Even over the course of the last 30-something years, because we go back farther than the circus.
Okay.
And Ricky used to tell me that he was going to start the circus. And you know what? I used to look at him like he was crazy. I actually thought this guy, I mean, I thought he was a little indifferent. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
you know, my days in working in corporate America, when I was in the computer field, I mean, I didn't think I really fit in, which I did fit in. But you was sort of weird. You know what I'm saying? The nerdy type. And he kept telling me, John, I'm going to start a circus. And a lot of people don't realize a lot of input for the Universal Soul Circus came out of Charlotte. Joe Meacher, Richie McClain, we was all around together, and we supported him.
Now, I didn't know that, because I know his home base is Atlanta, isn't it?
The home base of it is Atlanta. He was originally born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Now, you know, John, you handle some of the marketing in certain areas of the country for the circus. Which areas are those?
Well, actually, Ricky have gave me the national marketing for him, which has been, it's not hard, it's not difficult, but when you're dealing with certain rights of animals and certain things, certain corporations don't just jump on. So what I have been real close to working with Ricky is a location on some of the Southeast City, the marketing and advancing all the shows, you know.
Okay.
And the shows have been successful. We done had anywhere from 98% to 100% of sell out of shows. And you know, and I think, you know, I at least think Radio One is one of our biggest marketing agency that we deal with, radio station. So a lot of cities we do a major campaign with Radio One, and they really push for us.
Okay. Now, how many shows a year?
Well, they actually tour, and sometimes it's two units out, but they tour over on the average 11 months out of the year.
Oh really?
Oh yes. That's across the country.
National and international, or just
they
national?
Do go international, but not as much as it is domestic.
Right.
So we try to hit all the major cities within the United States.
Now, I noticed that you, at one time I talked to you about, and you were telling me that you were tied into a lot of faith-based groups for ticket sales and that kind of thing, churches, other things. Now, how is that going? Do you get a lot of the churches involved in this, or is it?
We do, and a lot of organizations. One thing that I learned over the years is given. You know, when you give, it just comes back to you. One thing about Universal Soul Circus, when it comes to the school, the churches, and nonprofit organizations, and underprivileged kids, we leave probably about, I mean, really and truly, about 45% to 60% revenue back.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're exposing the market with unlimited amount of charity, which is also going to help other people to put that word out. So it's not just done by radio and TV. If you hear this kid that might not able to buy a circus ticket, but you put that ticket in his hand, he was going to tell all his friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to school. So, you know, it's another word of mouth marketing situation that really worked. And also, you help other people, which make you feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you give back and you still profit from that, it makes you feel real good. So, you know, and I think that's the thing about the spiritual part about Cedric, myself, is giving. And I'm telling you, it's an overflow of things that come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing with Catherine Bruton. I thank God for working with her. I think of her as more of a family-based situation relationship that we have, because it's not all about radio, TV, or the things that she's over. I like her because she's down on the streets helping the kids, her community, that her mother left, you know, and she's still doing it. in spite of the position that she has in the corporate world and in the industry of music. And she's truly a great friend of mine. She's always invited me to the BMI Awards. I was there last year. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. A lot of things she invited me to, I can't even make it. But she's a great person to my heart and her family.
Okay, now Kathy Bruton is who I was thinking of earlier, and I've had an opportunity to meet her. She is a very down-to-earth person, and actually I met her through you.
Right.
And well, but you know, John, it's been so much that you've had your hands in over the 38-year period, but you know, what do you think is going to be your next great project that's going to really solidify a lot of the work that you put in over the last 38 years? Because I know you got something good coming, because you're always finding new ways to and innovative ways.
Well, you know, two things. I got to thank Team Watson. I got to thank Al Heyman, and a great guy that's involved with those two projects is Charlie Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, it's funny how, you know, the devil would sort of try to interfere in your life,
mm-hmm,
or negativity. I remember when we first met, we met with Eddie LeVert, which is one of the original founder of the OJs.
Right.
And we met, and we just didn't see terms together.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even by talking. It was just people that don't want to see that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he had been involved with Live Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So they was like, who's the king in the urban market that deals with, you know, Live Nation? And Charlie has put me on a project with Premier Boxing.
Oh, okay.
Premier Boxing is top-ranked boxing.
Uh-huh.
It's got the top-ranked champions.
And okay.
People don't realize those guys in those rings, their hands are killer. They're
yeah,
killers.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
They're humble, very humble. People and mm-hmm, to be able to deal with these guys on a level that are so respectful, loyalty, mm-hmm, working with Sam Watkins and Charlie Townsend, that got a story. I hope to get them on your show. Come from Chicago, and everybody knows Chicago is a very well connected mob city gang. And so, people like them that can be able to reach these kids and tell them this is not the way. So, you know, I call it a ministry to me, you know, it's an outreach for me, it's a calling for me. And right now, with that and to combine boxing and NASCAR together is going to be my biggest project.
Okay.
That I hope that I can really sit back and utilize that to help a lot of people out in the community. Marcus Smith is talking with me now, which is Bruton Smith's son, the CEO of SMI.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
now what is SMI?
SMI is Speedway Motors Incorporated.
Oh, okay.
They own all the top 8 tracks in the country.
Okay.
Including Charlotte, Las Vegas, Dallas, Chicagoland, Bristol, Tennessee, New Hampshire. They got one out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And Las Vegas.
Okay.
So, you know, my thing is to hope one day to put the largest fight in the history of showbiz in Las Vegas.
Now, this is like Muhammad Ali boxing or what is this?
This is the top ranked boxing. The last fight on which y'all seen, what a lot of people heard of, was Anthony Josh.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Josh and Anthony Ruiz.
Uh-huh.
So under Premier Boxing, you got Dante Wilder.
Uh-huh.
You have Ruiz.
Mm-hmm.
You have the top boxing in the country that you're seeing on Sports One. They got the 40 TV deal with Fox, so,
mm-hmm,
and it's large.
Man, I'm looking forward to it, John. Man, I know if you got your hands on it, it's going to come together. And what I'm looking forward to, John, is having you back on the show again. We're going to have to close out. Our time is running out, but I want to have you back on the show again. But this time, I'd like to have you back with Cedric or Ricky Walker so I could talk to both of you guys at the same time. It would be fantastic. Now, when you start this new project and get it going, I'd love for you to bring back the team with the boxing piece, and let's just, you know, talk a little bit on the air about it and impress some people with all the great things that you guys are doing.
Sure.
It's been great having you on the show. Do you have any last words you'd like to leave the audience with?
Well, one thing, you know, don't ever stop believing, you know. Keep your faith and plant it in Christ and surround yourself around good people. Always keep yourself around good people.
Now, John, I want people to know how to contact you. Give them your contact information.
Okay, it's definitely. It's John Clifton, and my phone number directly is 704-712-0085. That's, again, that's 704-712-0085. And my email address is jcliftonproduction@carolina.rr.com.
All right. Now, John, also, you guys are going to be here in August, right?
Yes, we're going to be here in August at the site of Eastland Mall, the old Eastland Mall at Central Avenue and Sharon Avenue. Ramney.
Okay.
We'll be here August the 21st through Labor Day. We're going to have a Labor Day show as well.
Okay. Now, you heard it. John, along with Ricky Walker's Universal Soul Circus, will be here in August. And, you know, tell all the church members to sell tickets, bring the kids, youth groups, and everybody else so that we can pack the place out. And John Clifton, you have his information, his contact. Contact him. I'm sure he can help you to get the tickets that your organization needs. All right, John. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory. Every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go. Hey, Faith Connection Show, would love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
It's the Faith Connection Show. Inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation. Inspiration, revelation. It's the big connection. It's the big connection. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here's an inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
The word today is for somebody who's in too big a hurry. You know, it seems like life just passes too fast for us to be rushing through life. Life should be taken slowly, because the slower you take life, the more you can receive from life. Guess what? Today is a powerful day in your life. Take time to live life and feel the things that are around you. I know you're in a hurry to get that degree. You're in a hurry to make that connection. You're in a hurry to get married. You're in a hurry to do this and a hurry to do that. Confucius says it best. He said, it does not matter how slow you go, as long as you do not stop. That's the word today. Just don't stop, but slow it down so that you can hear the word of God. You can hear God speak to you.
It's the Faith Connection.
The Faith Connection with Dr. David Miller.
Hi, we're here today with Rebecca Moffitt, who is part of the Domestic Violence Center in Concord, North Carolina. And Rebecca is going to talk to us today about domestic violence, one of the hush-hush subjects of our communities. And we want to make that connection today, because somebody listening out there today might be in a bad situation but just don't know where to go to get it made better. So, Rebecca, tell me a little bit about your background and your history in this area.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Miller, for having me on today. I really appreciate you giving us the chance to talk about domestic violence. As you said, it's still, unfortunately, a hush-hush topic. I've been with CVAN almost 30 years, actually, so I've seen things change over the decades, and we are able to talk about it a little more than we used to, but it's still something that, unfortunately, women are blamed for, and it's hard for them to talk about. So, but your question about my background, I came to CVAN right out of undergraduate school, and it was supposed to be a temporary position. But I came to realize that the folks that were working at CVAN were extremely dedicated, and they were working towards a cause that I really felt very interested in, you know, working to end violence against women in our culture. So they asked me to stay, and I stayed, and that was in 1989. So here I am still today.
30 years ago. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you've been in it 30 years. But you said CVAN. Explain, because
yes.
Tell us exactly what those acronyms stand for. What is it?
Sure. A lot of people wonder that. CVAN stands for Cabarrus Victims Assistance Network. That just happens to be the name that we incorporated under in the early 80s. But most people know us as CVAN, Battered Women's Program in our community.
Oh, okay. Now, I know you're not the founder of the program. You're an assistant director there.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about the founder. I'd like to know, how in the world did she put a program like this together? And 30 years ago, she captured you and you never got away from her.
Did not get away. That's
okay.
Right. Our founder and our current executive director is Mary Margaret Flynn. And she was an attorney at Legal Aid back in the early 80s. And she and other community leaders in Cabarrus County were running into, so to speak, battered women in their practice, in the faith community, and they were realizing that they were finding that battered women have no place to go. So Mary Margaret, and, along with other folks in the community, formed a task force in the early 80s. That would have been in 1981. By 1982, they created the organization that is now CVAN as a nonprofit. And by 1983, they started their first service. That was the hotline in March of 83. We had 12 calls that month. We now have about 150 calls every month on that hotline.
My God. Yes. 150 calls a month?
Actually, in June of this year, just last month, we had 200. So we know we are still needed in this community.
I mean, really, I didn't realize there was that many calls, domestic violence calls made each month. I guess perhaps give me some statistics, you know, about domestic violence. Some of the, because I do know it's a well-spoken of subject in the community, but it's still a hush-hush subject because I think it's the shame that follows domestic violence. And if you can enlighten us just a little bit about some of the statistics and how difficult it is to get people to talk through that situation, because like you say, it's a crime that actually the victim feels guilty about rather than the person who is committing the crime.
Absolutely. That's, you describe it well. So in terms of statistics, domestic violence is extremely pervasive in our culture, unfortunately. It's estimated that a third to a half of all women will be battered at some point in their lives.
Rebecca, we're going to stop right here just for a moment so that we can make a soul connection, because there's a song that I think fits in perfectly here, and it's by Jola Gung. It's called I've Been in the Storm Too Long.
I've been in the storm. Lord, too long. Ooh. I've been in the storm. Thank you.
We're back now with Rebecca Moffitt, who is the assistant director of CVAN. Rebecca, how often does the statistics say that a woman is actually abused?
It's also estimated that every 15 seconds a woman is battered in this country. Half of all women and children that are homeless because of domestic violence. So no matter how you cut it, no matter how you analyze it, it's extremely pervasive in our culture, unfortunately. And when we say domestic violence, we're really talking about power and control. That really is the heart of domestic violence. When one person uses power and control over another in an intimate relationship, and that is part of why it's so hard to leave. It affects the totality of their life. There's four different types. Most people, when they think about domestic violence, they think about the physical abuse. They think of a woman with a black eye. He's hitting her, he's pushing her down the stairs, all the way up to, unfortunately, murder. There's also emotional abuse, and this is the type that most women find, they say, is hardest to heal from. He's calling her names, he's putting her down, he is blaming her for everything that she does. He's telling her she's a horrible mother. Then there's the financial abuse, and this is something many people don't even think about. He is keeping her from working. He's sabotaging her from going back to school to be able to get a better job. He's hiding assets from her. He's giving her an allowance, quote unquote. Then there is the sexual abuse. And this is something that folks find, you know, hardest to talk about. He's making her do things she doesn't want to do. He is literally raping her. Actually, it was not until 1993 in North Carolina when it became illegal for a man to rape his wife. We were the second to the last state in the union to say that that was illegal. So, and that speaks to actually the historical background of domestic violence that, I don't know if you've ever heard the expression rule of thumb, that comes from a law back in, that did not overturn in this state until 1900. That said that a woman could be beaten by her husband so long as the thing she was being beaten with was no wider than the width of his thumb. And that is where the phrase rule of thumb comes from, unfortunately. So that helps one understand the context of domestic violence. I think you have to look at domestic violence from the prism of patriarchy, that men have traditionally been given more power institutionally over women, and that they as a whole are physically larger than women. So that's the prism that you have to look at it from, and in the context of power and control. And then the question of, you know, it's really a miracle that women are able to leave. You know, when people say, well, why doesn't she just leave? It's really, women are amazingly strong and courageous when they do actually leave, because he has control over her.
You know, you mentioned murder. How often do these cases result in actual murder?
The stat that I have heard is that every day four women are murdered as a result of domestic violence. That would be in this country. We actually worked with a woman in the early 90s. Her name was Lola Hicks, and she this was a couple of years after the law changed in North Carolina, allowing women to get orders of protection through the civil court, a 50B order, without having to hire an attorney. She actually, you know, went to court and, sought that legal option. She worked at the courthouse, as a matter of fact. He did not care at all what the law said, and he broke into her home and killed her in front of her children.
My God.
We had a memorial for her, a candlelight vigil in our community. So, unfortunately, it certainly doesn't happen, you know, in many cases, but it can happen, and that speaks to the seriousness of the issue and the sobering nature of the issue.
My God, that's terrible, especially in front of the kids. Mm-hmm. Tell me, you know, what have you found? Have you found that domestic violence, is it a learned behavior? Or is it that, because a lot of people say, you know, abusers have been grown up in homes that mm-hmm. where there has mm-hmm. been abuse. And Do you find that most of the time that's what the case is with...
It certainly is one place that an abuser can mm-hmm. learn it. But we've worked with many women who have said, you know, I don't know where he gets this from because his father was not this way. Mm. And that goes back to how culturally it's a part of our culture, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to the expression, the rule of thumb. You know, people may not know this, but when brides are taken down the aisle by their fathers, it stems from the belief that women were seen as property. And mm-hmm. so it's a father passing along the daughter to the husband as property. There's an old expression in Americana that says, a dog, a woman, a hickory tree, the more you beat them, the better they be.
Oh, my God.
So it basically saying that you need to keep your woman in line. You need mm-hmm. to beat her if necessary. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely something that perhaps is in an abuser's family. But more broadly, it's within our culture. And that's what needs to be addressed.
So it's not always that the abuser grew up seeing it. It sometimes becomes sort of a learned behavior from another area of life, is what you're
yes.
saying.
Yes, that it permeates our culture, and that he feels that he is not doing anything wrong, that somehow it's always turned around to what she did. You know, I had to hit you because you did not make what I asked for dinner. You are not behaving in the way that I want you to behave. Exactly.
So it's sort of a transference. He transfers to the wife or the mate that, you know, you're making me do this to you.
Yes, he feels like somehow it's her fault. He blames her for everything. He feels entitled. Mm-hmm. I was doing support group once, and there was a woman who said, you know, it's almost like he has a chair in the house, and he's always sitting in that chair, and that chair gives him the right to do whatever he wants, and he feels like he can always do whatever he wants.
So this is sort of like a narcissistic kind of personality that develops into an abuser. Is that?
Yeah, I don't know if I could speak to narcissism. Yeah. That would be a question for a psychiatrist.
Okay, I heard that. Well, it's time to make another soul connection with Ms. Shirley Caesar, the queen of gospel. It's all right. It's okay.
The Lord is with you every step of the way.
It's all right.
We're going to stop right here because this interview is so interesting because we're connecting the community to some of the issues that we need to really pay close attention to. So Rebecca is going to be back with us again next Saturday, and we're going to complete this interview. But I want to thank you for being a part of this today, and I hope that we've made the connection for you.
It's the Faith Connection.
Here's the inspirational word from Dr. David Miller.
There are a lot of storms in life. There are financial storms, marital storms, relationship storms, and you are saying in the midst of your storm, where is God? Well, the storm is not there to remind us of the absence of God, but the storm is there to remind us of the need for God. Let God speak into your storm, and he will say, peace, be still. If you don't believe me, just ask Shirley. He just won't fail you.
Good always outweigh my bad, and he never,
he won't,
oh Lord,
fail you.
You know what else? Listen, in spite of your circumstance, he's a God of another chance. He never,
God, he won't,
he won't fail. Cannot keep, but you know what I found out, that he
won't, he won't
fail you.
Fail you.
Listen, he did not fail my mother. Oh, when my father died, and he won't fail you.
He won't,
no, he won't
fail you.
I got one more thing. Last year I had pain in my back, and the pain was so severe. He didn't fail me. Hallelujah. One day I looked around. The doctor said, on a scale from 1 to 10, so what is your pain? I said 0. He didn't fail me. Hallelujah. Never, never.
Show, and it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's giving you motivation.
That's right.
Inspiration.
That's right.
Revelation.
That's right.
It's giving you motivation.
That's right.
Inspiration.
That's right.
Revelation.
That's right.
It's the Faith Connection.